What is going on, people, man? It's your boy, Mikey. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something. You know, I mentioned the other day, you know, that the league released a schedule for high school sports that was about to start. They released dates for, you know, pretty much March 8th being the first game. You know, and I knew that was coming, and the league knew that was coming, and the league released that information because I think the league knew that what was coming this week, pretty much today, Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo, you know, she plans to have a news conference, and she's pretty much going to say, even though that the league has released dates to have football, there's not going to be any football. Definitely not. I mean, there's a lot of things that really have to happen between now and late February to even have high school football, or some say even college, but college most likely will go on, because I think college has their own sets of protocols. I was reading the Providence Journal's article, and they're talking about, you know, football is one of five sports. You got men's lacrosse, competitive cheerleading, dance, wrestling, and Rhode Island considers these sports all high risk activities, and it don't look Rhode Island's gonna do what like Connecticut did or other states did by changing the high risk activity down to moderate. Now, the governor is gonna also come out and tell you that people are not doing their due diligence. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. But I drive around a lot across state lines, and I constantly see people, you know, like at least 95% of people are wearing masks, going in store with masks. They're doing what they are supposed to be doing. All right, maybe people are putting their guard down around family, but that's another story. I mean, the governor went on to say Wednesday that we're in a bad place. Yeah, because you're putting us in this bad place. You really are. There's no reason to tighten things up. You know, the numbers are going to fluctuate. They're going to go up. You probably need people to get infected, right? So you could build up some type of an immune system. You know, and Rhode Island's definitely not going to move football to a moderate risk sports anytime soon. That came from the DEN spokesman, Michael Haley. And he goes on to say the same factors that led the Rhode Island Department of Health, Department of Education, Department of environmental management, the Interscholastic League, to decide 2 months ago that the risk to public health was too great to allow high school football in the fall, are not only still at play, but far worse now. I think that's BS, man. All across the country, we got places that numbers are way higher than the numbers are here in Rhode Island. And they're playing football safe, and we haven't seen any cases across the country yet. There's been cases related to the team, but we haven't seen nothing on the field. I mean, really, this lady's making all these changes. I mean, and let's face it, Election Day is coming very fast when people are going to go to the polls, which they don't want. Gina Raimondo, Democrats, they don't want that. Boy, I hope you don't put this lady, God forbid Biden does get elected and he appoints this lady to the Treasury Department. Oh my effing word. But she's pretty much going to announce today that when late February comes around, URI will be playing at Bryan on February 27th, yeah, because that's big money that they'll lose if they don't. But because of the state guidelines, high school football will not be playing. URI and other colleges in Rhode Island are not only held to the state standards, but also follow tough guidelines and protocols that's put in place. And them teams also do a lot more testing. I think the URI director of athletics, if I'm not mistaken, in that article said that they test at least 3 times per week. So the guidance right now that the DEM's kind of helping applies to youth and adult sports, including college. At the same time, Rhode Island colleges and universities are also following NCAA guidance protocols of leagues to which they belong, so colleges may already be doing more than our guidance suggests to keep student athletes safe. And it goes on to say, putting a schedule out didn't really mean URI is guaranteed a football season, but figuring a best case scenario involving college football teams isn't something you can do on a whim. And they're probably also going to say the same thing about high school football. And they all say if something happens where something changes and they have to be forced to, you know, pretty much go in another direction. But right now they say that they're going forward, they're working closely with state officials, blah, 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 blah. But as far as the Interscholastic League, things are way different. I mean, you know, they're right. Schools don't have the resources that college programs have. Some districts are barely able to give kids the proper tools to gain an education. They're absolutely right. I can't even argue with this dude that I really can't stand. But they can't give the guys proper tools to gain an education. So can they pay for student athletes to be tested 3 times a week? You know, maybe that is a stretch. So high school football is not going to be played in Rhode Island right now. And of course, they go on, it's recommended that teams don't participate in games out of state either. That might be different come February 22nd. The ideal date, teams would begin practicing. But for now, plans are just best case scenario laid out. But as things play out, Director Mike Looney is telling the Journal on Tuesday, we're not reacting to things in February. The league hopes to reschedule football for a new season next spring. We will continue to work with the league to support that time frame. Everything, however, depends on Rhode Island getting serious about fighting this pandemic. So high school football players, we know at 1 o'clock, the governor is going to say that you're not playing football. I mean, it really is sad, but you know what? There's room on the Connecticut League. Hit me up. I can make it happen. I mean, it's just a shame that these kids are not going to be able to play. Is there going to be a tentative plan for football? I mean, we already know that it's basically not going to be allowed. I mean, it's just horrible. I mean, so football isn't going to be allowed to be played in February. So let me know what you think about that. And it's really a shame, but it looks like no football is going to be played in February. It's your boy Mikey, man. We'll be paying attention to this for sure.